This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Time to go to the guest line this morning, and we bring in AccuWeather meteorologist Jeff Nordine, who's a friend of the show and visits with us. How's it going, Jeff?
Well, my house either did or was about to get struck by lightning.
Yeah, okay. We heard. So you're in a different part of the country.
Yeah.
What's going on where you live, and are you okay?
Yes, it was literally a flash and a bang, like immediately. Uh-huh. House shaking. The cat ran from my sister's closet. It was, you know, kind of scary, but I'm okay, and everything is okay. Funny enough, these storms are actually going to be headed towards you guys as soon as Friday. It's going to be a little bit slow, but it will get there.
Oh, fun.
So the same lightning that struck your house will soon be hitting us. Isn't that crazy?
Well, I mean, that's just a natural way of, you know, progressive systems. They, you know, shift from usually east to west, but in this case, it's south northwest to southeast.
Underneath the same big storm.
So,
somewhere
Jeff,
there.
If this storm is making our way, is this storm in the heat dome, or is it on the outskirts of the heat dome?
Are storms allowed inside the heat dome?
Yeah. Because we're in the heat dome.
Well, so are we. We have a heat advisory today, and we just got hit with storms. So there we go.
Well, ours is worse. And
yeah.
Right. So, yeah, the heat dome, it is in place. And that's why, you know, St. Louis is going to have dry weather today, tomorrow, and then tomorrow night. By the time we get to Friday, we are going to see this frontal passage. It's what I'm going to call is a very slow-moving cool front. And I say cool because, unfortunately, it's not quite cooling us enough. We're looking at mid to upper 90s still Friday through the weekend with rounds of showers and thunderstorms. And yeah, I mean, it's not going to take the heat, but I do have good news. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sure you are. Upper 80s, low 90s by middle of the week next week.
Okay.
You know, that's how bad it is.
Yeah.
When it gets
that's
to be
how
up,
bad it is. Yeah.
Upper 80s, lower 90s.
It's good news.
Yeah. I mean, you hear low 90s like, hey, we're getting a reprieve. It'll be low 90s next week. That's not great.
Okay. And Jeff, the heat indices have been rather shocking, but I do have a question because I'm on, you know, I follow AccuWeather.
Yeah.
And do you guys have the real field temperature? But then if you go to the Weather Channel and they have the heat index, and I've noticed the real field temperature is always higher, or at least, you know, it has been in the past few weeks in this heat, than the heat index. So what is the difference between the real field temperature and what we would call a heat index?
And Weather Channel has feels like. So
feels like.
Yeah. So I don't know if they're all different.
They are not. So okay. The feel like and heat index can be interchanged. The feel like heat index and AccuWeather real feel can and should not be interchanged because the AccuWeather real feel scale was, you know, more or less brought up in a new sort of calculation where we actually studied the effects of putting some, you know, volunteers for in like a temperature study into controlled environments where we said, we knew what the air temperature was, we knew what the dew point was, and we knew all the other things that would make the heat index as high as 111 in today's case, which is what the heat index is for St. Louis. But let's just say we made it feel like, you know, the heat index is 100, and the people would report back, what do you feel it is? What do you think the temperature is? And then we'd take them out, kind of reset them, reset the room to a different temperature, and do it again. And then we'd ask them, what does it feel like? So it's a human input, you know, and then we take that kind of formula. But it's also multiple things, right? We use the sunshine. How much sunshine is there? How little sunshine is there? What's the dew point? What's the wind? What is the cloud cover? I mean, there's so many other things that go into the real field temperature. That's why it's considered more valuable than a heat index. Even though we all know a heat index has its value.
Because it sounds like the not the algorithm, but the formula for heat index is a little bit simpler than the real feel.
Yes, the heat index formula is relative humidity and air temperature.
Okay.
And the correlation between the two. So on the National Weather Service website, they have a, you know, tidbit about it. And basically, they have a chart that if you take the humidity of 65% relative humidity and pair it with the temperature that it's outside at, you know, what was it, 80-something degrees? Because I don't, you know what's funny? Observations are not even coming through at STL Airport. Since 1 a.m., they've been coming through every 4 hours. It's like the temperature gauge doesn't even want to work.
Oh, really?
Well, that's probably not good.
Is it melting?
No, it's not. So 87 is what I have as of 10 a.m., so if we take those two numbers and the relative humidity is sitting at 69%, the heat index with a temp of 87 is roughly 117 to 120-ish because, you know, obviously you have to interpolate. It goes up by fives. It's hot. It's humid. Yeah. It's yucky. There's no doubt about that. But we take into consideration the dew point. A 76-degree dew point is tropical.
Yeah.
It's 78 right now where we are.
So Jeff,
yeah, that's exactly how I would react to.
See, you're great, Jeff. You are the meteorologist that people need.
That's what we
you know.
Need.
You're just you're real. Like not many meteorologists would just say ugh, but that's what that is the people's voice.
Yeah,
Jeff.
Most meteorologists are like all weather is equal.
Yeah,
I love all weather.
But I do want to bring up the dew point, Jeff, because I know when I'm like talking with friends or whatever, we always talk about the humidity. But as you mentioned, humidity is relative. It's really the dew point that matters. And I say this as someone who like, you know, like runs and I'm outside all the time. My coach doesn't look at the humidity. The humidity is fine, but he looks at the dew point. And when the dew point is like over 74 or in the 70s, like, you know, you're probably going to have to change your workout. Like the dew point is where it's at.
Yes, it very much is. So there is a scale that I trust, and I think this one's coming from NPR News, which is a local one, but NPR will cover it too. But greater than 75, how it feels, this word made me giggle, oppressive.
Yeah. Yes.
And then 70 to 75, very humid, 65 to 69, humid. And then slightly humid below 65 when the dew point is there. And that is a better way and it's a more valuable way to describe it. Something about the dew point, too, that relative humidity does not cover is how much moisture is actually available in the air. And therefore, you know, when you sweat, you cannot cool off because you're not going to be able to evaporate. There's no capacity for your sweat to get into the atmosphere anymore. So that's why you don't cool off. And I've seen people who I think are a little cuckoo in the head because they're running on a day like today. What is your problem? Are you trying to get some medical attention?
Okay. Yeah, that's
okay.
So
Jeff,
you're talking to her right now.
Yes. So this morning I had a workout. We did 11 miles, and I will say
why
if I
Jeff, she said, hold on, listen to this. She said, so I started early because she was waiting for her workout people to join up with her. And
why do they want to?
Hold on, and she ran 6 miles. She said, I ran 6 miles for my warm up. 6 miles for her warm up.
Yeah. Which, I mean, and here's the thing though, I was sweating so much. I think I would have looked drier if I had jumped in a lake. Like my shoes were going squish, squish, squish. Like it was, I mean, it looked like I had been swimming. It was insane, Jeff. And I will say, all jokes aside, don't be stupid. And I was probably stupid because, like I said, I got there early and I didn't bring enough water. But it's not messing around when you are sweating and nothing's happening. Like you just look like you've jumped in a lake.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Amy, just please take any advice I say. If you're going to do that, have a shirt that can hold the moisture that you sweat and turn it to cool. You know, have a cooling shirt, have a water bottle that's giant. You know, you may want to just bring a 5-gallon jug and, you know, use that as your motivation to continue to stay fit. But I mean, all jokes aside with that, bring water and stop frequently to fill up said water. I saw this one guy, he was jogging and no water. And I was like, what is your deal?
Right.
What's going on in the brain? Is there any function? Like, have you already lost function?
Well, that's what a spectacular question. Spectacular. I have a question.
Okay, I've got one too, Ron.
No, well, hold on a second. You've taken up enough of Jeff's time.
I'm so excited.
Oh, please. I could be on this show for hours. This is great.
So, all right. So, we're getting toward the end of July. So far, according to my memory, it feels like this summer has been way worse than last summer. Last summer to me felt like it wasn't terrible. We only had like a couple of 100-degree days, so it wasn't awful like a typical St. Louis summer. Am I right? Is this one already worse than last year?
Would you be surprised to know that as of the 22nd of July, we're only a degree over the average temperature?
Yes.
Yep.
Stunned.
I know. Mic drop. Because seriously, the average temperature for this time of year, the 23rd, is 82 degrees, and or no, 80 degrees, and we're a degree over at 81.
Oh, okay.
That's it's believe it or not, it's hard to believe seeing that and realizing what you are going through.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
But it's, you know, one thing that's not tracked, and I wish it was, on climate averages is the dew point trends.
Yes.
Are you experiencing the more humid days versus it can be 80s and 70 degree dew points and still be gross. But then you have an 80 degree day with a 60 degree dew point and it's actually a nice summer. So yeah, I wish it was tracked. And yeah, honestly, like I could just write up a quick program that does that, changes what this output is and says, here's what the dew point was every day and here's what the average dew point is. I want to see that trend.
So, Jeff, we support you 100% in that. You and we want to be the official dew point show because Ronj and I independently have both been obsessed with dew point. It's really the only thing we have in common. It's why we have this show. We're obsessed with dew point. And if you track the dew point trends, we're going to make this a partnership.
I look at dew point before the temperature, if I
know.
I can.
Like, for real?
Yeah.
We support you, Jeff. You have a microphone on our show if you track dew point trends.
Well, that's good to know. Yeah, it's seriously, it has to be tracked.
Okay.
Like, it is, but I just don't have it in front of me. I just have to find a website that already did it.
As we say goodbye, I do want to ask, does corn sweat contribute to dew point?
Yes, it does. Okay. I'm a firm believer in that as a person who lives in the Corn Belt.
Yeah.
Yes. It does happen, and I heard a statistic that is actually new to me, that it's 4,000 gallons of water sweated from corn. I'm like, 4,000 gallons? Can you harvest it? Like,
yeah.
Let me get some of that water.
As we say goodbye here, we have Dave, who is watching us on YouTube and says, too many meteorologists like the extreme weather, like snow, cold, and heat. I hate their enthusiasm during these times. Dew points suck. So that's a message
yes, it
from
does.
Dave.
Yeah.
Dave, you're absolutely right. I don't like the extremes. I like it to be nice and steady, which is why you have to find somewhere in a healthy medium. You know, you can't be in the heat. You can't be in the cold. And I don't know where that is.
It's
I
not
have
St.
yet
Louis.
To find it.
San Diego.
It's not St. Louis. Jeff Nordine, AccuWeather meteorologist. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Yep. Chris and Amy, you guys have a good one. Stay
you
cool.
Too.
Yeah. Stay cool. Stay inside. That's the only thing you can do. 78 dew point right now. Humidity
That's
71%.
High. That might
it's
be the highest
very
I've
high.
Seen.
Very, very high.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.